Our guest today is Joe Filiatro. Joe, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
Didn't we used to get on the same bus together when it came? Was you on Shepherdsville Road?
Yes.
Off of Shepherdsville Road there by side, but back a little behind the Hayden Farm. I mean, Hagen Farm. The
yes.
old man, you know, he had 1,000 acres that went all over the place. He farmed 1,000 acres pretty much with horses and mules.
Mm-hmm.
It was a long time ago, wasn't it?
Long time ago.
It's good to see you.
Thank you.
What have you been up to in the last 50 years?
In the last 50 years?
Yeah.
Well, I started farming right out of high school.
Out there?
Yeah, out there.
Yeah.
And that got pretty tight. So
it's still tight, dude.
Yeah, it is. I went into the floor covering business.
Yes.
In 1970, actually, about 10 years after high school.
Uh-huh.
And basically, I'm still into it, except I'm retired and my son's taken over.
Really? Is his name Joe also?
No, his name is Chad.
Chad.
Yes. He now runs the business.
Mm-hmm. Who did you marry?
I married Sharon Boone. She was a Bethany
really?
Gal.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Wow.
And also a Butcher Boone's daughter.
Yes. What does she do? She does something here in town, doesn't she?
She works
at the hospital
every Wednesday afternoon.
All right.
She volunteers.
Okay. All right.
There.
Okay.
All right. Yes.
Because her name did come up when we were talking about wives. I'm hoping we'll be able to do a program with several of the wives.
Mm-hmm. That'd be good.
Wouldn't that be interesting? Joe, tell us what you remember about the prep.
About the prep?
Yeah, St. Joe Prep.
Well, it was relatively, you know, strict, although I wouldn't have gone anywhere else but there.
No. Well, that's where we all went. If we were Catholics, you know, that's where
right.
we went pretty much.
We were.
You
we were Catholics.
But the tuition was like, was it $100 a term or a year? It wasn't very much money.
It was like $200 a year.
A year, yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I remember painting rooms, you know, and working there in the summer.
Yes.
And we moved
mm-hmm.
the library one summer to mm-hmm. help pay the tuition costs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it came out of my pocket because,
yeah.
you know, we were farming and we had crops that we shared with my brothers. And a few years into farming, it was getting a little tough. And a gentleman came along, he wanted to start a floor covering business.
Who was that?
He was a Powell.
Okay.
From the Carolinas.
Oh.
He was a hotshot salesman.
Oh, that's the way it was.
And I fell for it.
Yes.
And, of course, a few years into that, we were broke.
Yes.
I had to send him back to North Carolina, and I dug the company out.
Yes.
Made it go.
Yeah.
And today it's still alive, and my son owns most of it today.
Uh-huh. Do you still work a little bit there?
I don't. I do an errand for him every once in a while. But
isn't that the way to do it? Isn't that great?
That's the way to do it, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
You were buddies with Kent Bischoff, weren't you?
Yes, Kent was basically a neighbor of ours.
Yes.
You know, wasn't real close, but he was close enough that we knew one another, and we had a good time in study hall.
What'd you do in study hall?
We talked to one another and aggravated one another until Brother John came along and caught us, and one day almost made me swallow my tie.
Ernie Coles was telling us earlier that one of the brothers caught him talking
mm-hmm.
in the study hall. And came up behind him with two erasers.
Ouch.
And he said he looked like a snowman when it was over.
I bet he did.
Oh, how many children did you have?
I have four children.
Four children.
Chris, Beth, Tim, and Chad.
Did they stay in town or did they move on? Or?
They're in town. Chris,
really?
Chris worked for American Greetings. Mm-hmm. My daughter is part owner of the Barstown Internet.
Really?
And my next son owns his own company, construction company. He builds subdivisions, builds the streets and blacktops and
really?
Cuts them in. And my youngest son now owns most of the floor covering business.
You know, Bardstown was a great town to grow up in.
Oh, it was.
But it's grown yeah. so much. Every place it's grown.
Yes, it has.
How is it today?
I think it's still small enough that, you know, it's accommodating. You don't have any problem getting around and finding things in Bardstown. Like
mm-hmm.
like when somebody sends me to Jefferson County to make a pickup and
oh.
they give me this odd address, I don't know where it is.
No. We opted not to live anywhere near Louisville when we moved back
uh-huh.
about 4 years ago. So we're out in the country someplace.
Are you?
Yeah, we're way out in the country, other side of Paris, Kentucky.
Outside of Paris, Kentucky?
We found a log house out there. that had been done over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, it's a great home. It's where we belong.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
For we have some cats and some chickens.
Cats and chickens.
And each other, and a lot of birds and rabbits. We took 20 acres, just two fields, and we turned them into habitat.
I see.
With native grasses,
mm-hmm.
and so on, because all the farmers around us, whether they're farming or whether they're raising cattle or horses,
mm-hmm.
there's just no place for rabbits and quail and birds to hide. So we're giving them a place to hide.
Yeah. Farming is very different today than it was back when I was going to high school.
Yes.
Yeah. Very different.
It was easier then, wasn't it? Or was it easier?
Not necessarily. No. Because they got machinery to do everything today.
Yes.
See.
We baled a lot of hay to feed our cattle back then.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
And them bales were heavy at times, too.
They were heavy. But we were strong.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We got stronger. What are your experiences? And what do you recall from St. Joe?
Well, from St. Joe Prep, I guess the things I recall is they always had a good teams, sports teams. I usually tried to keep up with as much as I could get there, so long as I could get to town.
Did you play any sports?
I did not.
You worked, didn't
we?
You?
We only played barnyard sports because we lived out in the country.
Yes, yeah.
Yes, which we did just about every weekend.
Do you recall any of the brothers more than others?
More than others?
Yeah. The ones that were important to you?
Let's see, Brother John.
Oh, yeah.
he was a good man, but he was tough. He made you learn.
Yes.
Brother John was good. Brother Giles, I remember. Yes. Brother Giles.
He's still around, by the way.
Is he really?
With him soon.
Oh, okay. And, of course, Brother Raymond.
Mm-hmm. What did he teach? I remember him, but I remember what he taught.
He was right under Brother DeSales as the principal.
Oh, okay.
He was really tough guy.
I'm number two, and I'm going to be tough.
He made us toe the line.
Well, I think they all pretty much did, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, yeah, they all did.
Our job was to toe the line.
Yeah, I had to go to jug few times.
Yes. Yeah. Now that was a disciplinary thing. We had demerits, didn't we? Did we have a demerit program, or was that?
No,
that was in the Army and OCS. That was where we had demerits.
Okay, yeah. No, they didn't have demerits. They just sent you.
You
had to stay after school an hour, whether you missed a bus or not. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one day my dad told Brother, I don't know whether it was Brother DeSales, Brother Raymond, "You're not punishing my son, you're punishing me, because I have to stop what I'm doing and come get him."
Did anything change?
No.
No. We had to wear coat and ties, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
We really did.
And Brother John loved those ties.
He did?
And he'd walk up, he'd grab the tie, if you were misbehaving, and he'd grab that tie and hold to it real tight, and then put his thumb on your chin and push down so hard that you couldn't hardly talk.
I don't know if they could get away with that today. Probably hands off.
Well, those brothers wouldn't get away with a lot of things today.
Oh, no. Things have changed so much.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's been 50 years, as I mentioned before, with some of the other our guests, but it's almost yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you been to the other reunions? You know, we have this reunion coming up, but later in the week, on the 25th.
I've been to a couple, but this is probably the biggest one.
Yes.
That I've been to. My memory is not as good as it used to be. And
Remember Max Howard?
I remember Max Howard, yes.
Max went on to become an actor and
a
magician.
A magician, even.
Yeah, and now Max is a motivational speaker and goes all
is
over
that
the
right?
place, yes.
Good
yeah.
for him.
Yeah. He has a little more hair than you, though.
Does he?
Yeah.
That's a trait of my father's.
Is that right?
My grandfather's.
Yeah, I know. Did you keep up with any of the fellows?
Jimmy Mayer, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, he and I known with each other. But I guess because we both were farm boys.
Yes, yeah.
We kicked around until we both got married, and then things changed.
Yes.
Of course, he married my first cousin.
Which was?
Betty.
Okay.
Filiatro.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember Betty.
You remember Betty? Yeah. Yes, I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember a lot of those girls were our age and a year or so younger, and every once in a while I'll remember. And it's just, they were important to us. I'm hoping that they will find their way to the reunion if they're in the area.
Yeah, I hope so.
I hope so, too.
And important. Philip Spaulding, I know, you know, he goes to St. Gregory, which I go to.
Yeah, there for about a year and a half when I was the first grade or second grade or something.
Did you really?
Yeah, we lived out there in Deesville. Dad was with the distillery out there, T.W. Samuels.
He married Martha Anderson.
Oh, yeah. Martha Anderson and I were in the first grade here. I remember.
Is that right?
Yeah, and Martha Anderson, I believe it was the first grade. Martha Anderson, and I was 6 years old, right? Mm-hmm. Martha Anderson was the first girl I ever kissed.
Really?
And the nun, sister, whoever it was, could have been Sister Riparata or whatever her name was back then, made us sit in the back of the room, but, you know, they had those double desks then.
Mm-hmm.
And she made us sit together. Now, I'm not sure that was a punishment. She was a really sweet girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who else do you recall?
Oh, goodness gracious. Of course, Jimmy Mayer, of course, he married my first cousin. I told you that.
Yeah.
Philip Spaulding married Martha Anderson.
Uh-huh.
My first date was with Martha, and it was also our last date.
Yeah. Oh, no. Remember Suzanne Moore?
Yes.
Yeah. Suzanne died, didn't she, a few years ago?
I'm not sure.
I believe she did, yeah.
She could have.
Yeah. She was really sweet. She was a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Was she?
Yeah, mm-hmm. A girlfriend. Her brother, I think, is also, he went to the prep.
Connie Moore, yes.
Connie Moore went to the prep.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. It was a great town.
He was like only a year ahead of us.
Yeah, he was older than we. than we. Do you have any favorite classes back then?
Usually mathematics was always my favorite class.
Was it? You did well?
Yeah. I did good in mathematics.
Were we in the same class? Because they broke the whole class up into three groups.
Yeah.
And I was in B.
Well, I was in C.
Were you?
Yes.
You had it easier then, I think, didn't you?
I don't think so.
But you got to take a class that I always wish I'd been to take, which was biology. And we didn't take biology.
Really?
We took some more chemistry, or we took some different math classes or something, geometry or something.
Yeah.
But you enjoyed math.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Why?
Math, I don't know. I enjoyed math from the first day I started doing it, and even in grade school.
Yeah. I think at some point.
And it was easy for me.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I think at some point I realized I was thinking about math. And I can remember this thing because you remember a few things that you thought about in your life periodically. I think I realized that it helped one to reason and to think. Mm-hmm. And maybe that was geometry. Like
probably
that.
So.
You know, where you had
the geometry
1, 2, 3, 4 kind of thing.
It was tougher.
And you had to prove things and so
right.
on. And it made us think. It was a process of thinking.
Yeah, it did make us think.
What did you think about that education?
The education?
Yeah.
Oh, it was good for me.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
You know, because it helped me probably to develop his brain a little better and to help me get out of school and do what I did, you mm-hmm. know. So, I was ordained a deacon back in 1978.
Were you?
Yeah.
Over at St. Joseph's?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what does a deacon do?
A deacon actually assists the priest in what he does, and also, well, in most a lot of things that he does, like visiting shut-ins, mm-hmm. Doing baptisms.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Giving homilies.
Yes.
And that's three major things that they do.
Yeah.
Yes.
We had Father Willett, and we had two or three other priests over there when we went to church there. That was a big church.
Yes. I'm trying to remember the names of the different priests that had been there, but it's hard to do.
I remember Father Willett. I did something wrong someplace. He would always thump me on the top of the head. Well, you were an altar boy.
Yeah.
We were all altar boys, weren't we?
Yes. And we learned Latin, too, didn't we?
And we learned Latin, too, didn't we? Yes, we did. We learned Latin until they went English at some point, and I felt that was sort of the end of... We were talking about priests. Father Litchfield? Remember him?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Whatever happened... He was our chaplain, wasn't he?
He was our chaplain.
Was he at St. Joseph's, and then he came over and helped us, or was he with us all the time? Do you recall?
I think he was with us.
Okay.
Years after that, he changed his name to Father Lichterfield instead of Litchfield.
Well, that's the way they pronounced... some things. Yes, I remember that.
I remember
that for some reason. Yes, and he ended up, where'd he end up going?
I don't know where he is today.
Was he in Louisville? Did he go to Louisville?
Yeah, he's in the Louisville Archdiocese.
Okay.
Yes. He may be retired.
Well, they're all older than we are. They're all in there.
Yeah, I'm sure he is retired. Yeah, he's got to be retired.
They would be way retired, hopefully.
Yeah, because they can retire at 70, or they used to could. Our new Archbishop has raised that 5 years.
Yeah. Remember Brother Stock?
Yes. He was easygoing, simple, and he didn't get out of whack.
He coached track, and he taught math. Was it one of the math, some of the math stuff?
Yes.
I don't know which one, but something like that.
I don't either. I don't know whether it was algebra or plane geometry.
What was the drawing class we took? We had back then. There was drafting.
I didn't take that class.
No, well, you were. Anyhow, I took it, and at different times in my life, I was a film producer and a television producer, so you had mm-hmm. to script out things, and you had to mark, you had to do storyboards. But also, I developed products. Being able to draw on that class made mm-hmm. a difference when designing things and understanding things mm-hmm. and understanding mm-hmm. the mechanical things and machinery and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. All those things made a difference. And we took typing.
I'm sure it did.
We took typing, first typewriter. Mom and I went over to Elizabethtown and bought some little used portable typewriter for $25.
Mm-hmm.
And now today we're all on the internet typing away.
Yes, right.
And I did a lot of writing in my life, and all those things just came into play.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this is not about me, it's about you.
Well, that's all right.
Joe Filiatro. Wow. You're coming to the reunion.
Yes.
Okay. And you're going to buy a cap. You're probably going to buy a cap.
Are they going to sell caps?
They're going to caps, and they're expensive caps, but they're $25 a piece. But
what are they raising money for?
For the brothers, for retirement for the brothers.
Really?
Yes. $5,000. They're hoping to do that, and then they're hoping that other classes will also buy them. You can go. I believe at this time you can go to stjoeprep.com. And there's an order form there.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to do that sometime in mid-June, I believe. So when this program airs, we'll be able to do it. And I think $15 from each cap mm-hmm. is going to go to the brothers in Louisville and wherever they happen to be. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have, I think they're white caps with maybe a blue bill. And then the purple, our purple J.
I was going to say, I want to be purple.
Purple J. Then you have to be a white J. Purple J. And on the back, I was telling one of the other fellows, on the back it's going to say, undefeated since 1968.
Since 1968, yeah.
Yeah, that's the year the school closed.
Oh, okay.
that was a sad time, I think, for the community, because St. Joe made such a difference in this town.
One of my brothers went to St. Joe for 2 years, and they closed down, so he had to go elsewhere. He had to go to the county schools.
Yeah, I think my brother did, too.
And then my other two brothers had to go to the county schools.
It was a good time for us.
It was.
A good time. The music was great.
Yeah.
Rock and roll. Real rock and roll was great. We're going to have dancing and a dance floor at the dinner on Saturday night at the old Arco, which I think is called Chris something's now. What's the restaurant called?
I should know, but I don't.
Yeah, you should know. You live here.
I know, but I haven't been into it for two or three, three or 4 years.
Anyhow, it's going to be a great time, and I'm hoping the station will program some rock and roll music out mm-hmm. of that period.
That'd be good.
It was great. It was mostly, it made you feel good. I'll listen to Chubby Checker today
mm-hmm.
and some of those guys, and some of the music, just tears just pour out of my eyes because it was such a good time. It was also an innocent time, before we got into Vietnam and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And that was maybe the last innocent generation. It's also called the quiet generation because I'm not sure we spoke up as much as other people did. My wife knows more about that
Could
than I
be.
Do.
Mm-hmm.
It was different.
Yeah.
Anything else to tell us about?
Well, I have 4 great children. They're all successful.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have 11 grandchildren.
Yes.
My oldest grandchild is already out and has a career.
Great.
She is an engineer.
Really?
For GE.
Really?
Yeah.
See, your math. You passed on your math skills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have another one. The next one down's in college, and the rest of them are in grade school or high school.
Yeah. Well, Bardstown was a great place to go to school and to grow up, and those who stayed, it was good. Good for the town and good for them, I think.
Yes.
So, thank you, Joe Filiatro.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Woody Dugan.
We'll see you soon.
Okay.